First, we're still trying to kind of close up this discussion on people and their habits that they have, whether it's at work or in public in general. Like, for example, the one girl referenced her grandpa who would blow his nose at the table with the same crusty handkerchief all the time. Yeah, I can relate to that. That's pretty disgusting. Mm-hmm. We have the people who insist on, you know, refilling the water bottle straight from the cooler, and you're just like, I'm pretty sure you're transferring disease from your water bottle right to the nozzle there.
Well, I don't care. It's not my disease, and you know, I'm not going to re-catch my own disease.
Is that the mentality there? Is it just completely selfish, you think? I don't know. What have you seen?
Oh, yes. When you see people either that work at a restaurant and you see them behind the restaurant smoking their cigarettes with their aprons on.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you see waitresses or whatever go to the restroom with their aprons on.
Yeah, I don't
What's the point of taking the apron? I mean, even if you wash your hands, when people have smoked, they've gone outside, they've out there with the smoke, and then they go back in and prepare food.
Yeah, you're right. That's there's no sign outside that says you must wash your hands before returning from work after sucking on a cig for a while.
That grosses me out. And why, if they take their apron or their whatever to the bathroom outside, contaminates everything. So even if you wash your hands, you've just drug it all back in your apron.
Yeah, I don't think you can be too paranoid when you go to a restaurant. I really don't.
I see that real often, and it makes me not want to go back to those places.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah, so.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Talk to you later. Yeah, that's pretty bad, man. Whenever I hear a story like that, it just makes me want to go, you know what, I really don't feel the need to go eat out in public at all anymore.
Just cook your own food for the rest of your life.
That might be the way to go at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, I don't...
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, exact quote, that's exactly what you were thinking?
Yeah.
I thought so. See, there you go.
You just coughed on the microphone.
I know, I did. Love me. We have some Lysol around here somewhere, I don't know. And no one should be making out with a microphone anyway, right?
It's true.
Right? And what have you seen?
I work with a guy in Salina that acts like he's hacking something out of his throat no matter if he's sick or not.
Oh.
And he will not shut his office door.
Jeez.
That is disgusting.
Hawking along up? Is he a smoker?
No.
No.
But it just sounds like he's going to hack something up and it's disgusting.
Yeah, you got to have these images in your head and everything. Like, constantly? Like, all the time?
Constantly. And he's right outside of my cubicle.
Are you allowed to wear headphones at work or anything?
Yeah, but it still doesn't help.
You're simply too loud. That's some powerful hacking.
It is disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty
funny. When you're trying to eat lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're trying to eat your lime pudding and he's in there hacking.
Hacking up something.